Welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu Live. Opinions expressed during the show do not reflect the views of ACB Radio or the American Council of the Blind, its members, employees, or board of directors. If you would like to participate in the live show at 2 hours Universal on Wednesdays, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Main Menu Live this week. And right now, we're going to bring in my co-host and Earl Harrison here. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Doing wonderful.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, that's great! Wow, what a interesting start to tonight's show. The lines are open for everybody. 866-400-5333. 866-400 Jeff. For those that wish to call in and ask Earl any questions about all of the products that HandyTech is selling. And but Earl, before until we get our first call, I wanted to start things off by asking a question that actually Marlena brought up to me yesterday, and it was sort of covered a little bit. Did you listen to the Code Factory part of the presentation?
I did.
Okay, great. So we already heard a little bit from Code Factory about the differences. I thought maybe it would be a good idea. Maybe you can kind of simplify it for everybody. There seems to be a lot of jargon floating around, you know.
Indeed.
Mobile speak this and smart this and pocket, you know, and you know, all these names are floating around. And we actually got a call. I'm going to ask the caller to hold on just a minute. We'll get to you in just a minute. But I want to give Earl this opportunity to answer this question for everybody. Can you kind of clear it up for us, Earl? You know, why would we want one over the other, and kind of what are the advantages and disadvantages, and you know, at a 5,000 foot level?
Well, you know, I wish somebody would simplify it for me. one of the things that I actually dread is when somebody calls me up and asks me, well, why would I want one over the other? And the only answer I have is it's really up to what it is you want to accomplish. I know Marlena, Ye and Greg talked a little bit about the jargon, and one of the things that there seems to be a lot of confusion about is the difference between a Symbian versus smartphone, right? Well, just to make things a little bit more clear, or as clear as mud, whichever the case, really, the difference between Symbian and Windows Mobile is really the best distinction. The fact is, Symbian phones can be considered smartphones, and Windows Mobile 5 smartphone editions are smartphones as well. And the distinction is the operating system. One's running the Microsoft version, the other one's running Symbian. So you can think of it as kind of the difference between Linux and Windows, if you will.
Right. Now,
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Earl.
There are two levels on the Windows side of the equation here. We've got the Windows Mobile 5 and soon version 6 of the smartphone edition. And we've got the Pocket PC version. HandyTech North America actually distributes all of the aforementioned products, the Symbian, the Windows Mobile smartphone, and the Pocket PC edition of Mobile Speak. And the difference between Windows Mobile smartphone and the Pocket PC version is that the Pocket PC version can be thought of as really a PDA first with the phone, and kind of the opposite with the Windows Mobile smartphone. Windows Mobile smartphone can be really thought of as a phone first with a lot of PDA functionality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And one of the other key differences, at least for me, and one of the main reasons why I'm really considering moving to Windows smartphone technology, is that the interface to the computer is a lot different, right, based on the phone.
Right.
You have either Nokia
the
software, which...
yeah, exactly. Now, see, here's the rub. For every reason you can think of to move away from Symbian to Windows smartphone, You could probably think of a reason not to do that. For example, the Nokia phones, that which tend to be Symbian-based, and by the way, in Europe, probably about 90% of the folks who, with cell phones are on the Symbian GSM network, and here in the U.S. it's quite the opposite, I think. But, okay, so we move over from Symbian to Windows Mobile, but now we don't have the possibility, at least in the near future, of using Wayfinder Access, which is the navigation software that will be coming out here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of access that gives you. Have you had any experience with Wayfinder?
I have not. I've been in touch with Wayfinder, and I've been invited to participate on the beta team, but I was never notified, so I guess they went ahead without me. But it sounds very cool.
Yeah, very interesting. But I'm wondering if you're not going to get the same level of detail as, say, you know, a true GPS solution where you have maps available to you and, you know that type of thing.
I don't know about that, Jeff, because I have been a Wayfinder user, and we're talking just off-the-shelf stuff, download it and use it for about 2.5 years.
Really? And it's working
and
okay?
I started using it with my Nokia 6600, and it was pretty darn good 2.5 years ago. And
so
last
it's only got to be better now.
It's actually very good. So I'm really kind of excited to see what the differences are between the mainstream product and the product that's supposed to be developed for people who are blind.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, let's bring our caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hi, folks. This is Scott in, Scott Edwards in San Antonio, Texas.
Hello, Scott.
I wanted to ask, in a previous podcast last year, Earl, you had featured the HW6915, and I guess later it became the HW6945, and you were actually distributing that with MobileSpeak Pocket as part of Triumph Technologies. Has that endeavor gone? Are you no longer producing a package that includes a Pocket PC cell phone with MobileSpeak Pocket?
Okay, we're going to let you listen on the air on that, okay, Scott?
Okay, so I'll just I'll just hang up and he can elaborate.
That's right. Okay, thank you, Scott.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, let me go ahead and clarify something. A lot of folks remember me with a company called Triumph Technology, and if you were to call my office today, you would hear me answering the phone, or whoever's here answering the phone, Triumph Technology Handy Tech, because we're kind of operating under a dual identity. Just recently, in January, actually, of 2007, we did become the exclusive master distributor for both the United States and Canada for Handy Tech products. And up to that point, we were selling MobileSpeak Pocket, and actually we still are, selling all three of the Code Factory products, the Symbian, the smartphone, and the Pocket PC version of MobileSpeak. And yes, Scott, in answer to your question, we are happy to say that we've sold several of the HP iPack bundles now, including the 6945, and that bundle comes with a wireless headset, a Bluetooth wireless keyboard, a 2-gig SD mini card, all the documentation and software on CD, everything's installed and configured, arrives at your door, ready to use, and we also have a that's called the MPAC Telephone Edition, and it works. It is strictly a GSM device. It's a quad-band GSM phone that works here in the United States. I guess that would be with T-Mobile and the new AT&T, or Singular. And we also have a non-telephone edition, which was actually the first. I mean, we started out with an HP iPac 2410, and then we moved on to the Dell Axon because it had a little bit more horsepower, you know, with a 620 megahertz XSCIL processor, and we doubled the memory, and we actually did an audio tutorial for that device, and that's become quite popular as well.
That's great. One of the questions that I personally had was, if you were already a MobileSpeak user, but you were on the Symbian platform, and you wanted to move over to, you know, the smartphone, do you have to pay for the screen reader on the phone completely over again, or is it simply just the $95, you know, fee? Do you know how that works, Earl?
Well, actually, the upgrade path, and I don't even know if it's necessary to upgrade rather than just a, I guess, a transfer, is $145, so it's half the cost of a new license. And that's for people who can provide the IMEI number and their license code for the original phone. And then we confirm that, and basically for $145, you can get a copy of MobileSpeak smartphone.
Okay, good. So they don't have to do pay the $295 fee.
Correct.
Again. Well, that's really good. That's
correct.
Really good. Daryl, do we have any things coming up on Messenger?
We do. We have something from Steve, and you sort of started to touch on this, Earl, and I'd like to get a little more specific. He said, have you worked with any mainstream GPS solutions on the phones?
Not on the Windows Mobile side. But again, with MobileSpeak, I've actually used, and I actually have several clients who are using Wayfinder quite successfully. And
now this is on the Symbian platform?
Correct.
Okay.
The website isn't that great for navigation, but you can work your way through it and come up with a 5-day demo for those of you who might have some of this. Like a 6600 laying around or something, you want to try this out. Also, I have a couple customers who are using Wayfinder, and when that doesn't suit their needs, they're actually using the Lodestone. It's kind of a freeware GPS software that was released a few months back.
Okay, now, I know Blind Christian has reviewed a whole bunch of these things, and are you aware of the issues with pedestrian use, where it doesn't work because you need to be traveling at least 5 miles an hour?
Man, you got to really be moving, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that is a significant problem. To me, though, I just think that if it's accurate within 30 feet, I'm pretty happy to know that I'm close because, well, I get lost pretty easy. So to know that I'm pretty close, I mean, I don't have to be, it'll be great when they can resolve those issues. But if I'm somewhere within, 20, 30 feet, I'm thinking I'm doing pretty good.
We just need, seeing eye horses that are big enough that we can ride, you see. Then we can go, faster than 5 miles an hour, and we can use our GPS. You see,
absolutely. Or we can, we go the route of the automatic motor vehicle and can make my beta tester for that.
My wife says, Jacinda thinks she's a horse. Jacinda's my guide dog. Anyway. Okay, so one of the things, Daryl, do you have any more on the Messenger side?
That's all right now.
Okay, great. I know we have some questions from Beth, so I don't know if you want to pull those up.
I will do that.
Okay.
I was thinking about how to try to...
consolidate them, yeah.
Consolidate some of these.
There were a number of those.
Well, Beth was prolific.
Yes, and that's fine, and we're going to try to get to as many of them as we can tonight.
Beth, these are very good questions. Lots of thought and lots of detail, by the way.
Absolutely, and the only concern we have is...
Probably more detail than the answers we have.
We have quite a bit of... we don't have a lot of time, so that's my only concern. Earl, I thought we would take an opportunity here just for a few minutes to talk about the different phones that are available per carrier the current ones that are currently available to people to buy, and getting your opinion on what phones you think would be suitable for people on the smartphone technology plan. So you want to start
with T-Mobile or smartphone? Because if you were just talking in general terms, Symbian versus smartphone, I wouldn't have known what to say. But since you've specified smartphone,
because I think many people are aware of the Symbian. Nokia phones that have been out for a while, and that kind of thing, and it's these smartphones that seem to be the thing that's kind of new and and shiny and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was very cool. I mean, it's really exciting to be able to walk in to a T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon or Sprint and be able to pick up the same technology that everybody else is using and install the software and have pretty impressive access to just about every function of the device. On the Sprint side, we have Hue. Actually, Verizon was the first to have the Motorola Q, and Sprint now has that. But so far, the Q is, I think, probably for the CDMA network, the leading, well, it's the only phone, the Sprint and Verizon. You know, we're T-Mobile subscribers here, and when I got my T-Mobile Dash, picked it up at CompUSA for like $124 with a 2-year contract, and you know, my coworker Russell saw it, and he decided he needed one, and Kelly saw it, and she uses hers every day. I've since gone back to my pocket PC phone, so because I like the, you know, the added functionality of Word and PowerPoint and Excel,
right?
One of those types of applications.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's the T-Mobile Dash. There's on the T-Mobile side, we've got the Dash, and I think the SDA is all but gone away. And on who have I left out? Oh, Singular, or the new AT&T, has the 2125, which is a candy bar style phone with a regular telephone keypad. The flip phone, which is a 3125, again with a telephone keypad, and then the newest kid on the block, I think, is the Samsung Blackjack, which is a serious smartphone because it actually has a very fast processor at about 416 megahertz.
Yeah, now the only problem that I've had with looking at the Blackjack is that there's, and of course, you brought up the point that you could add your own markings to it, but that there's no tactile markings at all on the buttons, you know, for like the 5 or anything. It's a really interesting looking phone.
That would be a problem for me. I would have to mark the F and the J like I have it on my iPad.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out how you could do that in such a way that it wouldn't damage the phone. Have you done that on other phones?
No, but I know that it's just a matter of some people use this glue that dries hard, and it's just there. You have to be very careful and do it right the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
if you don't do it right the first time, it's, you know, while it's still wet, it's not a big loss. But
unless it goes into the phone, and then you're in trouble.
Maybe we'll start adding that as a service. We'll mark your No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you might. You might want to do that, actually. Seriously.
And how much should we charge for that service?
I don't know. $20? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea, but...
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, actually, I'm serious. I mean, I think if you guys are going to, you know, sell the Blackjack, you know, might be worth...
We're trying to stay out of being a phone company.
We
read a lot about phones, and we hear a lot about phones from our customers. But the fact is, I mean, we sell one phone, and that's the Pocket PC phone. It's kind of the creme de la creme. It's a really nice phone, and it only works in the GSM network, and we only picked it because it, you know, it just seemed to be a really good fit. But the fact is, I mean, man, we can't compete with the big providers because, you know, you go out and sign a 2-year contract and pick up a phone for... I literally know somebody who got the PPC 6700 for 99 cents.
That's
a $450 phone. I mean, even I've seen it for $50 on eBay. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Now people have kind of wondered, especially on these QWERTY phones. Do you think people get used to these? I mean, you know, a sighted person can sort of hunt and peck. I don't know if you can really touch type on something like that necessarily.
Well, I do it and I know that Kelly does it. She's got the T-Mobile Dash, and I know several people who have the Dash, and they get along just fine. I mean,
it's just a matter of learning it.
It is just a matter of repetition, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to write a novel in text messaging or anything.
No, but you can, with text messaging, you can become downright chatty.
Yeah. And if you're on Singular, you can. And if you're on Singular, you don't have a messaging plan, you can rack up a bill.
That's right.
Yeah, big time.
We've gone for unlimited messaging around here. It's just a fantastic way to communicate.
Unfortunately, Singular does not have that.
Mm. Yeah. That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. I keep begging for them to do that, and I would be more than happy to pay whatever that would cost.
So we have a question from Edwin, and then we could get into some of the questions from...
Okay, that'd be great. Beth. Go ahead, Daryl.
So Edwin asks, is there any possibility for, if there's a possibility for MobileSpeak to work with Eloquent, as does Pocket HAL?
Yeah, at one time they did, and I don't know the dynamics of what caused them to stop distributing their screen reader with Eloquence. I think that right now they've got so many wonderful solutions, so many good choices for text to speech engines, and I know that the Talks screen reader and HAL are closely associated with Eloquence. And the MobileSpeak line are using the DeckTalk, the Phonics DeckTalk. And for some people, it comes down to what speech synthesizer. It doesn't even come down to the features of the screen reader. Sometimes it's like, well, I hate Eloquence, or I hate DeckTalk, and that's what makes up their mind. But in answer to the question, I don't think there are any plans for them to return to using the Eloquence TTS engine.
Steve also says he likes the PPC 6700 pull-out QWERTY keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty nice device.
Okay, but one of Beth's questions is, I understand there's a downloadable free word processor for a smartphone. If that is installed, what are the differences between the smartphone and the PDA phone capabilities? Is a smartphone or MobileSpeak Pocket easier to use, and what are the capabilities for speed and usability?
I don't think that we can really draw a distinction between what's easier to use. I mean, they're both Windows Mobile, and you'll find as you start using these devices, the only difference between the smartphone and the Pocket PC phone actually is the touch screen that you get on the Pocket PC phone. And some people can't warm up to the idea of using taps, double taps, long taps on the screen to issue commands. I mean, some people just like pushing buttons, so that might be a decision maker for some people because they just can't get their head around the different. You press control followed by long tap this or that. It gets a little convoluted at first, but again, like anything, through repetition. You can do anything. But going back to the word processor, there is a free download from www.vieka.com. It's called Vieka, if I'm saying that right, WordPad. And I did demonstrate that on the smartphone demo. I talked about it. I didn't demonstrate it. That's right. Really, you can download this thing, install it on your smartphone, and pair it up with something like the Sierra Think Outside Stowaway keyboard and have a really nice little note taker and some file management capabilities as well. It's no Word, but then again, the Pocket version of Word is no desktop version of Word either. So, but I think that you can really use it as a really nice note taker. That is, the smartphone is a really nice note taker.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have somebody who's trying to call in, and it says, give your phone number. I can't seem to call in.
All right, 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. And, not sure why that may be down. Let's make sure that we're all live. We're all ready to go here for a call.
Yep, it's 866-400 5333.
That's right. And unless the provider has died, which let's hope that hasn't happened.
Boy, it sure has been a Murphy's Monday or Murphy's Tuesday.
Absolutely, yeah. Internet connections going down and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, so. Our phones were down for half the day.
Oh, that's great. So where do you think all this technology is headed, Earl? Do you think, do you have any ideas to, you know, kind of what we're going to be seeing in the future?
Well, I'm really excited about the synergies that are being created between the Symbian and Windows Mobile smartphone and Pocket PC. It just gives people so many choices at so many different levels. And this can be quite a quandary for some people because I've actually sat on the phone while people have literally argued with themselves why they would want to pick one or another. My hope is this time next year we will have some sort of GPS navigation solution for the Windows Mobile environment. I mean, I bought my HP iPack probably close to a year ago now, with, you know, and this one happens to have a GPS receiver in it, and I've not been able to use it, and I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to a friend who kind of dashed my hopes, and he said, well, you know, the GPS receivers on those things really kill the battery, too, so there's always that trade-off.
Nice.
As well. I think Braille support is not what it was a year ago, and it won't be what it is today. And today it's pretty darn good. I'm really excited the direction that the Code Factory team in particular has taken with offering Braille support for their mobile devices or for their software.
We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hey there. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey there. You should know my number.
I know. I was doing 433 instead of 400. Well, I go out of town, and it's Earl's fault. We'll blame it on Earl.
Yeah, I'll take full responsibility for that, Marlena.
Yeah, there you go. You've talked about the smartphones for singular, but you haven't talked about what we singular users might look at for a PDA phone. And I'm with Singular and interested in a PDA phone. So I wonder what you might know about that. And I'll hang up and listen to the answer on the computer.
Okay,
great.
Yeah.
Show, guys.
Thanks
a lot.
All right. Yeah, we have about 2 minutes for that answer, Earl. So.
Okay. Well, I'll try my best.
Not a problem.
The fact
just giving
is,
you a,
especially in the GSM network, you can find so many different phones that are unlocked that'll work in any of the GSM services, T-Mobile, Singular, whatever. But the ones that tend to be, I guess, rebranded by Singular, tend to be the 8525 is a new one that's very popular. The 8125 was one of the first phones from Singular to be supported with MobileSpeak Pocket. I tend to go for the faster processors, and understand when you pick a fast processor, you pretty well better have your mind up that you're going to be charging that device every day, because it's generally a trade-off between processor speed and battery consumption. So, Marlena, I think that we've got a great phone for you. It's called an HP iPack 6945. And I love the thing. I mean, I've had several phones through here. We set up phones for people all the time. And it's really the one I go back to. You know, I hang out with the Nokia 6682. Love the reception that I get with it. I love the simplicity of the device. But then I'm thinking, I want to synchronize my contacts and calendar appointments, and you know, they're just things that you can do that you can't do on the Symbian side. But the same is true of the Symbian side. You know, you can't for example, with a Symbian phone, you can when somebody sends you a text message with a multimedia message, you can actually right there apply it to, you know, as your ringtone or something. And this isn't possible with the Windows Mobile phones. You have to actually first save the file, and then you can apply it as a ringtone or something. So
that's great. All right. Well, we want to really thank you, Earl, for joining us tonight here on Main Menu Live, and we're going to have you back for sure, and talk to you all about Cakewalk. We're going to be getting the Dancing Dots guys on, and maybe we can hook you up with them too and talk all things music.
Let me, I hate to interrupt, but the fact is we've already got the hookup, Jeff, because Bill McCann just recently came on as one of our Handy Tech Braille display dealers.
Oh, that's great.
And with a territory about the size of Western Europe.
Wow.
That's great.
So he's pretty excited about especially the developments in active tactile control. You know, imagine the possibility of reading music and having it play as you're reading it.
Wow, that'd be great. Can you give your number real quick for us so that people
Absolutely.
Can get in touch with you?
The telephone number here is area code 651-636-5184, and you can find us on the web at www.handytech.us.
Great. Thank you very, very much, Earl, and we've really enjoyed having you on. Next week on Main Menu, we're going to be hearing from Dolphin all about all things HAL, both on the phone and on the screen reader. That's what's coming up next week on Main Menu and Main Menu Live. We'll see all of you next week on the next edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu.
If you would like to contact the Main Menu production team or panel of experts heard this evening on Main Menu Live, then simply send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have suggestions for topics or you have questions that you would like to have addressed on a future edition of Main Menu Live, then email us and we'll do what we can to answer them or cover your suggested topics on a future Main Menu Live. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week on ACB Radio Mainstream for another Main Menu Live.